大家早。
Great. In high spirit.
大家今天都很有精神哈。
We'd like to share a message, the word became flesh.
今天我要分享的信息就是道成肉身。
It's in book of John, chapter 1.
就是我们约翰福音第一章。
In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. 太初有道，道与神同在，道就是神。The Word became flesh and made his dwelling among us. We have seen his glory, the glory of the one and only.Who came from the Father, full of grace and truth. 道成了肉身，住在我们中间，充充满满的，有恩典，有真理。我们也见过他的荣光，正是父独生子的荣光。
大家可以一起念，好不好？
Would you like to follow me? Okay, let's go with...From the fullness of his grace, we have all received one blessing after another. 从他丰满的恩典里，我们都领受了，而且恩上加恩。For the law was given through Moses. Grace and truth came through Jesus Christ. 律法本是借着摩西传的。恩典和真理都是由耶稣基督来的。No one has ever seen God, but God, the one and only, who is at the Father's side, has made him known. 从来没有人看见神，只有在父怀里的独生子将他表明出来。Today we'll try to.Think from God's position.
今天我们就从神的那个那边来开始看。
And today we want to share. If you see from God's side, you will start to be revealed. It's full of grace from God to us.
如果你能够从神的那个角度来看的话，他的恩典就会丰丰富富的显示给你。
The very beginning, we stated that the Word became flesh.
我们刚开始就说神成为人，道成了肉身。
Because the Word became flesh means the Word we have read, the very first verse, the Word was God. So the Word became flesh means God became man.
我们在一开始的第一章第一节讲到说道成了肉身，那道这个。道就是神，也就是说神变成了人的样式。
If we try to understand from God's side, then we will see the difference.
如果我们能够从神的角度来看的话，我们就看到一个大不相同的事情。
God is from heaven. Now he became man, so from heaven to earth.
一个这么伟大的在天上的神，居然能够降世为人。
From absolute to relative.
从一个绝对的、完全的变成一个相对的。
From unlimited to limited.
从一个无限的变成一个有限的。
Full of freedom to be restricted.
变成一个完全没有拘束的变成一个有拘束的。
From deity to humanity.
从神变成一个人而已。
From son of God to son of man.
从一个神子变成人子。
I need to use some illustration to really catch a grasp a little bit from this, from the word became fresh.
让我用一个例子来稍微能够形容一下什么叫做道成肉身。
A man who want to understand pig.
一个人如果要了解猪的话。
So he.Live with pig.
他就跟猪住在一起。
He eat everything the pig eats.
猪吃什么，他就吃什么。
And he sleep with the pig.
他跟猪睡在一块儿。
Then after certain days, then he woke up and said, I understand what the pig feels.
然后过了一阵子以后，他突然就领悟说，哦，我现在才知道什么叫做就活着，什么叫做猪。
Maybe another illustration is, when people start to write the law about to protect the blind people.
当人开始为这个盲人来立法的时候
，and those committee gather together, try to collect all the information.
那一些人就开会啦，就是采，就是这你就是采到很多很多的意见。
So how we can really provide some law to protect the blind people?
他们就在商量说，我怎么样能够立这些法来帮助这些盲人呢
？And one of the committee said, "Let's cover our both eyes for one day."
那有一个人就建议说，那我们把这个眼睛都蒙上好吧，就是一天就好了。
After one day, they came back.
一天以后，他们回来了。
So they can start to learn to write how to protect the blind people.
他们才能够开始怎么样去立这个盲人的法。
They got good eyes, but they turn themselves into a blindness.
他们是双目都好的人，但是他们就故意把自己当成盲人。
The word became flesh.
这就是什么叫道成肉身。
Actually, the very first lesson for missionary is try to give up what you have already possessed.
其实如果这个叫做这个这个宣道士啊，第一件他们要放弃，学习放弃就是放弃你们以前那种生活形态，你们知道那些东西。
Because the missionary need to enter another culture, another tribe.
因为宣道士他们往往是要进入一个他们从来不熟悉的一个环境，一个文化当中。
The very obstacle for them is actually their own, whatever they own, their culture, their tradition, their habit.
所以他们最大的一个障碍就是他们原生的这个文化变成他们一个最大的障碍。
We have learned a lot of beautiful story about missionary.
我们也听过了很多有关传教士很好的这个见证。
But as a matter of fact, quite a few people, the first contact with missionary, they didn't have a good experience.
事实上，很多人跟这个传道人第一次的接触，往往不见是一个很好的一个经验。
In the past, missionary always coming from well-developed country.
在过去，这些所谓的传道，就是西方的传教人，就是他们以原生的这个生活形态是比当地的要好。
And they go into the undeveloped area or developing area.
他们从一个高度文化的变成到了一个发展中文化的一个环境中。
They don't feel comfortable at all.
所以他觉得很不舒服。
And they criticize many things.
然后他就看这个不顺眼，那个不顺眼，就批评很多。
They criticize their sanitary situation.
什么这个不卫生、不卫生啦、不卫生啦、不干净啦，什么什么。
So they even criticize their law.
然后连当地人的法律，他们也去批评。
They kind of held an attitude is I'm high above and you are very low.
所以他们就是在一种超这个高的地位来批评你们这种底下的人。
And this is the opposite picture of the Word became flesh.
这个道成肉身，我们的神刚好是一个相反的。
So, if you think about God, that He is willing to change, He drop all His privilege, and then He become a man.
你们可以想象一个这样的一个神，他愿意把放弃他所有的权力荣耀，然后甘愿然后降卑到人间来。
Sometimes I found that for Christian want to.Share the testimony about how much grace they have received from God. Sometimes I've noticed it's not that easy.
有时候基督徒想要跟人家分享说神给我们多少的恩典，有时候不是一件很容易的事。
Because they may encounter certain things in their life, and they really blessed by God.
因为他们有些经验的话，其实是很多是神的祝福。
But those events is very limited.
但是这种经验是非常少，不是很多的。
So after they finish those testimony, they got nothing to say. Thank God.
然后当他们分享因为这个感谢神的事情以后，就好像没什么好分享。
Actually, this is full of grace. If we really understand that the changes God experienced from the Word, God became man, we can appreciate Him from the bottom of our heart.
如果我们真正的能够了解，然后说明这神这样一个荣耀的神变道成肉身，变成我们的肉身的话，我们就可以真正的能够献上我们的感谢。
And secondly, is He not just the Word became flesh, but He made Him His dwelling among us.
所以这个道，这个神不但是道成的肉身，而且他是住在我们中间。
He came and lived with us.
他不但是来的，而且是待在我们中间，住在我们中间。
He reached people.
然后他向你我伸出他的手。
He is not stay in the high position and then reject people away.
他不是一个高高在上，然后把人都拒绝，我们这些平凡夫俗子。
We can notice people who became more and more important in the society.
我们也注意到，就是有些人他当他达到一个社会的高高位置的时候，
the higher they reach, they try to reject people farther and farther away.
他们 地位越高的话，就跟这些小老百姓的距离就越来 越远。
I know some of people working in the government, and I know the changes.
我认识一些在政府机构这个位置蛮高的人，所以我也看到他们的改变。
One of them is my friend.
有一个人是我的朋友。
In the past, I can just, without notice, I can just walk into his room and sit down and grab stuff on his desk to eat. I can do that.
哦，以前我们是好朋友的时候，我随时可以进到他房间，不敲门就可以进去，然后桌上有什么我就吃什么。
But later, I need to call him to make an appointment.
然后呢，以后呢，我就先打个电话给他，约好了才能见到。
And later, he moved even higher.
然后他的在政府的位置越来越高的时候，
my phone message never answered.
然后我留下的这个 message， 他就从来没有人没有回的。
See, the real God want to reach people.
我们的神他是要有接触人的。
But phony God or false God, they want to keep away from people.
如果是假神的话，他会给你有个距离的。
This full of grace is our God. He want to make His dwelling among us.
然后我们的神，我们的这位真的神，他不但道成肉身，而且他要住在我们中间，跟我们是没有距离的。
And he want to experience that you have experienced.
然后他要能够经验你人所经验的事。
He want to share your joys, your anger, your sadness, and your happiness.
他要分享你所有的喜怒哀乐以及一切困难的事情。
He want to eat with you.
他要吃你吃的，跟你一起吃。
He want to associate with you.
他要跟你有来往。
See, I have talked to people work in a 911 dispatcher.
我也跟这些在这个911那个热线上工作的人有过交谈。
And also our social workers.
还有一些社会工作者。
They truly wanted to escape from human.
他们其实就是很想，就是说，离开这些人的。
They got their professional fatigue.
因为这所谓的职业的这个倦怠。
They all coming from human.
他们也是人，也会累的。
Is it easy to deal with people?
这个跟人接触是件容易的事吗？
Everyone got their habit, got their character, got their temper. It's all kinds of different.
每个人都有不同的这个脾气，不同的背景，这每个人都不一样。
But God.He became flesh. He became man. He want to live among us.
但是神他道成的肉身，他要住在我们中间。
And this is also full of the blessing that he gave us.
所以他是给我们大大的祝福。
He not just only willing to change from God to man, and not only that, he want to stay with man.
所以不但是他愿意从一个神变成一个人，而且他要留在我们中间。
But not only just stay with us, but he himself full of grace and truth.
不但如此，而且他自己是充充满满的有恩典与真理。
He want to grant us his grace and truth.
他要赐给我们他的真理以及他的恩典。
Because he is abundant. 充丰满的。
哦，因为他是丰满的。
The grace, actually, he reflects his grace through his life.
他是从他的这个他的一生中就彰显出他的恩典。
That life that we receive may build up a life relationship with him.
然后我们从他里面得到的生命，就让我们可以跟他一起能够有一个关系。
And because of this relationship, then we have power and love.
因为我们与他的关系，所以我们能够有大的能力。
Because of his life, then we can overcome death.
因为他给我们的生命，我们能够克服死亡。
And also his truth also reflected in the light.
而他的真理也彰显在他的这个光里面。
And that light gives us a bright meaning for our life.
然后他这个光就给我们带来一个有真正意义的光。
And this gives us the direction and purpose for our own life.
所以让我们的人生能够有方向，有个意义。
So we can walk in the light, we can overcome darkness.
这样我们能够走在光里，能够克服这个黑暗。
And furthermore, he revealed his glory.
然后呢，他启示他的荣耀。
Because the verse told us we have seen his glory.
因为告诉这里告诉我们也见过他的荣光。
See, we cannot see the sun, but sun radiate the light. Through the light, then we know the sun.
我们不能够直接的对着太阳看，但是因为太阳的光照下来，我们就知道哦有这个太阳。
So the same for Jesus, we cannot see God, but through Jesus.Then we, from his deed and action, then we know God.
同样的，我们没有办法眼睛亲眼看到天父，但是从神子耶稣的身上，我们就可以知道认识神。
So if you watch Jesus, whatever he has said or done, then you will start to understand. You will be revealed. This is the glory of God.
如果当我们听到一切耶稣的所言所行，我们就能够认识到这位光，这位神。
There's a time Jesus came, start his ministry, and many ministry, all he need to do is just say word, and the miracle will perform.
我们知道，在耶稣他这个传道的年间，他往往只需要讲话，就可以有神迹出来。
But there's a time that there's a leper. He not just say something, but he himself just touch.The leprosy person.
但是有时候他也需要去摸的，好比说有一个长大麻风的人，耶稣不但是说话，而且还亲手去碰他。
At that time, leprosy people do not get close to them.
我们知道那个时代，这个患大麻风的人跟正常人是要一段距离的。
And those people who get leprosy, when people approach them, they need to scream and yell, say, "Unclean, unclean."
所以当他们接触快要接触人的时候，很远的老远，他们就叫大声喊说：“不洁净，不洁净。”
They would not allow people to get close to them.
然后他跟人就是正常人是有一段距离。
Because those people got very low self-esteem.
因为他们就是对自己是非常的没有信心的。
For those people, they do not want people to get close to them. Actually, this proclamation say unclean actually is protect them.
所以他们不愿意有人接近他们，而且是其实他们这样呼喊说不洁不洁是一种自我保护。
Because their face disfigured, it's ugly.
因为他们的脸就已经变形了。
They don't want to see the reaction from the people who saw them.
然后他不想看到人一旦看到他们脸的那种表情。
So that's why they scream and yell unclean. Say, don't get close to me. I don't want to get hurt twice.
所以他们这种呼喊不洁净不洁是一种自卫的行为，因为他们不想再度受到伤害。
Jesus can just say clean and let the disease healed.
所以耶稣他可以只是说就好，说哦洁净了就好了。
But he not only that, he touched the person.
那不只是如此，他还伸出手来摸这些人。
Could we see the glory of God?
我们可以看到神的荣耀吗？
That's a glory.
这是神的荣耀。
So every time we try to know Jesus, we need to see and wait until we will reveal we saw the glory, because he wants us to see that.
所以我们每当想要看见耶稣的面的时候，我们必须要有耐心去等待，然后呢，我们就知道能够从这个就能够知道神的荣耀，神他会显示给我们，让我们知道，启示给我们。
Once you see the glory of God, you will really appreciate He is full of grace.
所以当你看到神的荣耀的时候，你才能真正的了解什么叫做神的恩典。
And the Bible said the glory of the one and only.
所以圣经说这是唯一的荣光。
The one and only, that means He is God's begotten Son.
这里讲的说，这里中文应该翻成说正是父独生子的荣光。
The only Son, actually nowadays in China, we have one kid, so you should understand more.
所以我们讲到独生子，我想我们中国人都很能够体会到，因为现在是一胎化政策。
So the father only had one son.
这个父亲只有一个儿子，
the only son,
唯一的。
So what that means, whatever father has, the son will inherit everything.
也就是说，父亲所有的一切，他的唯生的独生子就会承受这一切。
All the attribute father has will be received by that the only son.
神所有的一切美好的特性特质独生子都会有。
So if the Father God is so glorious, then the Son receives every glory from God.
如果神是荣耀的，这个独生子也有所有的荣耀。
I did ponder about the blessing that only one God.
我曾经思想过这个独唯一真神所来的一种荣耀。
We don't need to run in everywhere to seek. Maybe there's a temple and maybe there is a synagogue or nursery. There is a God and here is a ghost. We kind of need to worship everywhere and seeking so many gods. We don't need to do that.
当我们知道有这个唯一的真神的时候，我们就不需要跑来跑去，一会儿是这个庙里有个菩萨，一会儿是那个会堂里有个神，或者一会儿那边又有一个什么鬼神之类的。我们只需要信一个神就好了。
If that's the case, I will be exhausted.
如果我们需要这样跑来跑去去找遍天下的神旨的话，我们真会累死。
If only one God, I have real peace.
如果只有一位真的神的话，我就有真正的平安。
And that is also His grace for us.
这是他给我们的恩典。
And then, God became man. Not only that, he is willing to dwell among us. Not only that, he is full of grace and truth.
所以我们看到神不但是神道成肉身，而且他愿意住在我们中间，跟我们在一起。而且不但住在我们中间，他还给我们有充充满满有恩典，有真理。
Not only that, but we can see His glory.
不但如此，我们能够看到他的荣光。
Now, furthermore, we can receive His fullness.
然后呢，接着我们又能够接到承受到他的丰满。
From the fullness of His grace, we have all received. That means you can personally receive His fullness.
从他丰满的恩典里，我们都领受了。我们就包括你跟我，我们都可以领受他丰富的恩典。
See, this society, there is a conflict between rich and poor.
在我们现在的社会里面，就是穷人跟富人有一段距离的。
And if we stand from the poor to look at the rich, we have a lot of problem there.
如果我们是这个穷人的话，我们看富人就会有一点问题哦。
Maybe some of you never stand at this side, so you probably don't comprehend.
也许我们没有做过穷的人，所以我们不能够了解他们的心态。
It's a lot of jealousy and hatred.
很多的妒忌跟愤恨。
And hope someday I can use the power to change that status.
希望有一天，当我有钱的话，我就把这个全部改变过来。
But God is full of richness, but he said, you can receive it. Come and take it.
说神有丰富的恩典，然后他跟你说，来呀，来呀，来我这里取啊。
From his fullness, we can receive. This is a blessing.
然后从他丰富的恩典，我们能够接受了，这就是祝福。
That means the blessing you can personally experience.
就说你亲自可以领受、经验到这样的一个祝福。
And his richness is like a treasure, a huge treasure that as much as you want, you can come in and digging.
他的祝福就像一个宝藏，取之不竭的一个宝藏，你随时都可以拿，随时都可以取。
And the Bible said we have all received one blessing after another blessing.
所以圣经就说我们常常是领受了恩的是怎么？是一个恩上加恩。
There is a family, the couple, they ran a wonderful business.
Oh, 有一个家族，他们就是有一个很好的事业。
But husband and wife fight all the way.
可惜先生跟太太常常吵架。
And later, the husband had an affair.
然后后来呢，先生就有一个外遇，婚外情。
And the wife was so depressed.
然后这个妻子的话就非常的悲伤，非常的沮丧。
And sadness surrounded her all day long.
然后整天就是在浸淫在这个悲伤的心情里面。
She kind of blamed her husband and had pity on herself.
然后她一方面是怨这个丈夫，一方面就是又自怜，觉得自己很可怜。
She said, "I have tried so hard for this family, for this marriage."
我为这个婚姻，为这个家付出了这么的多。
I do not deserve this.
我应该不应该受这些东这些
？And she wanted to take her own life.
她就想要自杀，然后了结自己生命。
But there is a chance that a friend of her, a Christian, invited her to listen to God's word.
还好就是他一个朋友是基督徒就把他请到教会来听神的话语。
He started to understand the love that God wanted to give her.
然后他开始能够明白了解神要给他的这种爱。
And God's word did comfort the broken heart.
然后神的话语的确安慰了这个破碎的心。
And she started to realize she was a sinner in front of God.
然后他开始了解我在神的面前也是一个罪人呢。
So she did not focus everything on her husband anymore.
所以她就不再把她的注意力全部放在她先生的身上。
She did not argue or quarrel with her husband.
不再跟她先生去争执、去争吵。
And that lasted for quite a while.
然后这样过了一阵子。
The husband did notice the changes in her life.
然后丈夫就注意到，我妻子好像最近不太一样哦。
So later, he started coming home.
所以慢慢的，他后来也渐渐回家次数越来越多了。
And then he started to realize the changes because his wife went to the church.
他后来发现哦，这个他太太这个大的变化是因为他去了教会。
So later, he followed her to church.
所以他也跟着太太到教会。
And the more he learned from the word of God.He repented.
然后他从神的话里学的越多，他就越有一种悔罪的心。
One day, he gathered his family together.
有一天，他把他家人都召集过来。
And he knelt down in front of his wife and children.
然后他在他的妻子跟孩子的面前跪了下来。
And asked for forgiveness.
然后求他们的原谅。
And later he was baptized, and then he pursued the Bible, the truth.
然后呢，他就受了浸礼，然后就研读神的话语。
So this is a blessing.
这是一个祝福。
But blessing after another blessing.
但是这个恩是恩上加恩，一个紧跟着一个。
He started a fellowship in his own company.
然后他在他的公司里面就开始了一个团契。
And because the experience they had in the marriage, so they become very capable to help those people got into trouble in their marriage.
因为他们自己经过了这些经验，所以他们很能够帮助那些婚姻有问题的家庭。
When they found a husband got problem or wife got problem, they don't just pinpoint and accuse what they have done wrong.
所以他们发现说丈夫或者先生有问题的时候，他们不会说一直指责说哦你做错什么，你做错什么。
But the husband always share, look at me, a sinner like me.
这个做丈夫的就是分享说，让他们说你看我就是这样一个罪人。
Your marriage still got hope.
你的婚姻还是有希望的。
Look at mine.
看看我的婚姻。
Because of Jesus.
因为神耶稣的原因。
So many families can continue to stay united because of their encouragement.
就是因为他们的鼓励，所以很多本来要破碎、要分裂的婚姻，可以又保持下来。
And furthermore, actually, in the company, there are some workers. They want to get the abortion.
还有呢，他们公司里有些人曾经想着要去堕胎的。
And the wife encouraged them because this is God's gift.
但是他的妻子就鼓励那些妇女说：“这是神给你的礼物。”
Just that simple, because the family received Christ, that blessing is so overwhelmed. That blessing continued to flow to other people.
就是这么简单，就是一个家庭得了神的恩典，得了福气以后，就可以一直传出去，然后让很多的家庭都得到恩典。
So one blessing after blessing, because they did receive the blessing.
所以当你接受到这个祝福的时候，就会恩上加恩，一个接着一个。
And then furthermore, say the law leads us to Jesus Christ for grace and truth, because the Bible said, "For the law was given through Moses, grace and truth came through Jesus Christ."
接着说，律法引到耶稣基督得恩典和真理。律法本是借着摩西传的，恩典和真理都是由耶稣基督来的。
Over here, we need to elaborate a little bit more so we may grasp what that means.
我们必须要稍微解释一下，让大家能够明白。
For the law was given through Moses.
这里说到律法是由由摩西传的。
Put it this way, in a very specific sense, yes, through Moses.
如果是要真要讲得很准的话，那就是是从摩西来的。
But if we put it into a little bit broad sense, then it's not just only from Moses.
如果我们把它扩大一下的话来看的话，就不只是从摩西来的。
In our society, in our culture, we have many rules or doctrine.
在我们的社会里面，我们有许多不同的这个条规。
And also tradition and customs.
有不同的传统，有不同的文化。
Maybe we call moral or ethics.
也许我们把这些传统、这些道德，我们称作是一种道德。
And public opinion, or maybe many, many isms.
或者一些公众的舆论，或者是一些主义。
So all of these actually form the law in our society.
所以这里所有的一切都可以形成为我们当代的一些所谓的律法。
And if we trace these law all the way to the beginning, actually, you will understand, actually, it's coming from God.
如果我们把这些所有的律法综合起来以后，我们一直上去，到上面去找的话，你就可以知道这源自于神。
So the law coming from Moses, through Moses to us.
所以这个律法也就从摩西能够传到我们现在。
Maybe in different society, Moses can be great leaders.
也许在不同的社会里面，当代的摩西很可能是当代一个很伟大的领袖。
Or maybe heroes.
或者一个英雄人物。
Or somebody that people respect.
或者是一个团体是大家敬拜的。
So they will share some guideline, turn out like a law.
然后这一个团体就会分享一些规矩、一些律法，然后就变成一个他当时的这个法治的法。
Okay, and then Over here mentioned about grace and truth came through Jesus Christ.
那这里有讲到说恩典与真理 是由耶稣基督来的。
I would like to illustrate with this table.
哦，我想跟大家分享一下这个图画哈，这个图这个。
Over here, there are two lines. One is on the bottom, and one on the top.
所以这里有两条虚线，看到没？一个在上面，一个下面。
And the bottom below this is called eternal death.
在这个下面的虚线下面，我们叫做永死。
Death means separate from God.
然后，当我们是永死的话，就表示我们是与神隔绝的。
And we really afraid of death.
我们人都是怕死的。
We are afraid of death, but actually, deep inside, we are even more afraid of eternal death.
我们人是怕死的，但是我们内心深处更怕的是永死。
So we want to escape from this to eternal life.
所以我们想要从永死的状态能够升到上面，到永生上面去。
So in all the society, we always come up with law.
所以我们所有的社会团体等等，我们想能想到的就是一些人的律法。
And we climb all the ladder. We want to cross this line. Hopefully, we can move this direction.
我们就想靠着一些律法，这个一个梯子一样，一节一节的上升，希望能够从这个梯子能够爬到上面的永生。
If we fail under this line, then we know we will be punished for the death.
如果我们不能够爬升过高过这条底下那条线的话，我们就知道我们是没有什么希望了，就是永死了。
And this law actually is man's righteousness.
那这个律法其实就是人的义。
And it was given by God, that's for sure.
好，人的义其实也是从神来的。
But the purpose for this law actually is protect us, telling us don't drop below this line, don't drop below this line, because once you drop this below this line, the death is waiting for you.
所以这人的义、人的律法其实就是一个保护的作用，就是告诉你说，你不要再往下堕落了，不要再往下落了。你一旦落到这个底线的下面的话，哦，就是永死了。
But man is struggling like this, coming from here and try to climb to the top.But later we fail again. So we are kind of playing game around this area, back and forth, up and down, just like this.
所以人呢就拼命的想往上爬，但是因为就是靠自己了，所以就是永远是在那边挣扎，上上下下，上上下下，就在那个底线那个地方上上下下。
Since we've been struggling for along this line forever, then we start to think.If I can cross this line and to be above, then I'll be okay. Then I will go to heaven.
因为我们就是在底线那边上上下下久了以后，我们就认为，哎，如果我能够真正拼命的爬，也许我就能够爬到上面那个永生喽。
Because we don't know about God's standard.
那是因为我们不知道神的标准。
And this is God's righteousness.
因为神的义。
And this standard is a person.Jesus Christ.
所以在那个上限的话，就是神的义。
If we want to enjoy eternal life, we need to have the Jesus life to be able to really enjoy eternal life.
所以我们如果要那个享受有永生的话，你就必须要有神基督耶稣的生命，我们才能够享受这个永生。
So the Bible tells us the law came from Moses.
所以这里就讲了说。律法是由摩西来的。
Or the law was given by our leaders.
或者换在现代的话，也就是说，哦，我们的领袖给我们的律法。
But if we only stick with the law, the final result still eternal death.
但是我们如果只是去追寻这个律法的话，我们的结果还是一个永死的结果。
The distance between these two lines.We call eternity.
所以两个线之间的距离，我们叫做一个永远的。
Man cannot crawl from this line all the way to this line.
人是永远不能从底线爬到上面那条线的。
What we need is grace and truth.
我们需要的是真理与恩典。
And this grace and truth was given through the cross.
然后这个真理与恩典就是由基督耶稣的十字架上给的。
So this gap only can be filled by Jesus.
所以在上限跟下限之间的这一大段的这个距离的话，只能有耶稣基督的十字架来填满。
So the Bible tells us the law was given by Moses.
所以这里讲说律法是由摩西传的。
This is just trying to protect us not to drop into the death.
这个只是一种保护的作用，让我们不要落到这个永死中。
But the law does not have life.
但是这个律法并没有生命在里面。
You need grace and truth from Jesus to get to God's standard.
你必须要有耶稣的真理与恩典，才能够达到神的标准。
Then you will be able to enjoy eternal life.
你才能够享受永生。
And Jesus gave us the grace and truth, so this is the blessing.
所以耶稣基督给我们的这个祝福，最大祝福就是他的恩典与他的真理。
So let's think about God become man.
我们再从头再想一遍。神道成肉身，神变成人。
And he lived among us.
然后他住在我们中间。
And he is full of grace and truth.
然后他有充满满的有恩典与真理。
And we can be revealed, we can see his glory.
然后我们可以看到他的荣光。
We are not blind.
我们不再是这个盲眼的了。
Not only because he got all the full grace and truth, but we also can receive the grace and truth.
不但他充充满满有恩典有真理，而且我们能够接受到这个恩典与真理。
Then we know through his gift that we receive, then we can escape from the law's condemnation to the eternal life.
然后因为他给我们的真理与恩典这个礼物，我们可以逃脱这个
律法的
咒诅，而能够进到神的义，得到永生。
And then lastly is to know the Father. God, the one and only who is at the Father's side, has made Father God known.
认识父神，只有在父怀里的独生子将他表明出来。
The very best gift for us is we will be able to know Almighty God.
所以我们最大的礼物，最好的祝福，就是能够知道这位永伟大的神。
If we really spend time to think all these blessings, then for Christian to say thank God is not that difficult.
当我们能够仔细把这一层层的恩典祝福都想通的时候，身为基督徒要说一句感谢神应该是不难的。
If we share the testimony among us, probably in a couple months later, we would like to have one Sunday, allow brothers and sisters to share their testimony.
如果我们能够跟大家分享我们的见证，我们的恩典，也许我们有一天礼拜天我们会有这样的一个机会。
I pray that you may share more from this side, from God's side.Of course, I would encourage you to share your daily life experience. That's great. But from this side, you start to understand how much the blessing God has already given to us.
我希望当我们有机会分享的时候，我们能够专注在从神的角度这一边，神给我们的恩典的这个角度来分享。当然，你自己本身日常生活所经历的一些神的祝福也是很好的，但是也许我们可以稍微转个弯，然后开始从神的恩典、神的角度来看，不是光是从人的角度来看。
Okay, I'll try to think from human side.
好，我也可以从这个人的角度来看一看。
The Word became flesh.
道成肉身。
That means God, we cannot see. We just try to imagine.
好，我们就稍微用心我们的想象力，这个神我们是看不到的。
But if God became man, then it's not ambiguous, it's not vague, it's specific precisely.
如果是这个神这个道成为肉身到我们中间的话，应该不是一个很模糊的东西，而是一个非常清楚明白的一个事。
Why this world come out with so many religions?
为什么我们这个人间有这么多不同的宗教呢？
Because they did not see the flesh, the word became flesh, that Jesus.
那是因为我们没有办法认识这位道成肉身的这位唯一的真神。
So all those religion is through the imagination.
所以这些所有的宗教所有的神子就是从我们的人里面想出来的。
They could not precisely present God.
因为人没有办法想象神真正的神是一个什么样的情况。
For us, it's really a wonderful grace for us.
所以对我们来说这是一个很奇妙的事情。
And also he made his dwelling among us.
而且他居然还要住在我们中间。
Our God is not a loner.
我们的神不是一个
孤独侠，
孤独侠。
He wants to stay with us.
他要跟我们在一起。
So we can feel comfortable. We can come to him.
所以我们到他面前来是一点问题都没有。
Not only that, he is full of grace and truth.
而且他是充充满满有恩典与真理。
He got so much, it's turned out overflowing.
说他里面有的东西实在太多了，就整个就像爆出来一样。
You have seen a popcorn machine.
所以我们都看过这个爆米花的这个机器啊。
When you start to boil, you can see the popcorn is keep on coming out from that machine.
所以我们看到爆米花这个机器就会一直爆，一直爆，爆到整个都爆出来。
Our God is full of grace and truth. Once you get close to Him, you will experience the coming overflowing from Him.
我们的神是有这么多的恩典与真理，你一旦与他接触以后，你就会。真的是享受他丰丰富富就是爆出来的这样的恩典。
Our God is not a stingy God.
我们的神不是一个小气的神。
And also we have seen his glory.
然后我们也看到他的荣光。
That means in our spirit, we can truly see him.
那就是在我们灵里我们那个真正能够看到他。
Hopefully, every day if you see once his glory, that will make you a day.
所以你每天里面如果有一次能够看到荣光，你这天就算没有白活了。
You can overcome many difficult situations.
你可以克服很多很多困难的事情。
And also, he is so rich, but also you can receive his richness.
然后他是这么的丰富，这么的富有，而我们却能够从他这个丰富富有里面能够得到。
You don't need to be jealousy.
你不必去嫉妒别人有这个有那个。
Because You can receive from him.
因为神那里所有的丰富，你都是可以接受的，可以拿到的。
You can become rich.
你本身可以变成一个很富有的人。
And furthermore, we understand the distance or the gap between the law and eternal life. That gap, I myself, through my whole life, I can never really reach to eternal life.
然后我们也明白我们的跟这个神的永生。有一个很大的距离，靠我们人的律法，我们是没办法达到的。
But just through faith, Jesus will give to me.
但是靠着对神的信心，我们可以达到。
I can receive His grace and truth, so I can receive eternal life.
我就靠着信心，我能得到他的恩典与真理，因此我能够达到这个永生。
And also, nobody see God, but through His Son, we can know God.
没有人能够见到天父的面，但是透过他人是这个他的子，我们能够看到他的面。
And that is the highest blessing that ever a human ever received, that to know God.
人能够得到一个最高至上的一个荣耀。
Let us pray.